The peace of the Lord be always with you. The Lord is my strength and my song. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. The processional hymn, Sing of Eve and Sing of Adam. Welcome everybody to our service on this Mothering Sunday, with a particular welcome, of course, to all mothers in our midst, or those who in different ways act as mothers. Come, worship the Lord who said, "As a mother comforts a child, so will I comfort you," says the Lord. We come before our God. For many years, the fourth Sunday in Lent has been observed as Mothering Sunday. The tradition arose from a sentence in St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, which for many centuries was read in the epistle of this Sunday. In it, St. Paul writes of Jerusalem, which is alive, is free, which is the mother of us all. So on this day, we give thanks to God who gave us new birth, and for the church which, like a mother, nurtures us in the life of the Spirit. We also give thanks for our own human mothers and for all the qualities of mothering given and received in this congregation. But first, as Pharaoh's daughter noticed the needs of a small child alone in the reeds, we ask God to help us notice those areas of our own lives needing care and attention, and ask his forgiveness for the things we have done wrong. Let us confess our sins, seeking the embrace of God's forgiveness and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that has passed, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
We give you thanks, our God and Father, for you have created us and you sustain us through your only Son, Jesus Christ. You have revealed your love and your care for all your people. You are ready to forgive and to save in time of need. So we proclaim your glory, singing. God of compassion, whose Son Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth, and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself. Strengthen us in our daily living, that in joy and in sorrow we may know the power of your presence to hand together, to bind together, and to heal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
A reading from the book Exodus chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him for 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and plastered it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds on the bank of the river. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river while her attendants walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child. He was crying, and she took pity on him. "This must be one of the Hebrews' children, she said. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Yes." So the girl went and she called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages. So the woman took the child and nursed it, and when the child grew up, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she took him as her son. She named him Moses, because she said, I drew him out of the water.
The hymn, A Mother Lined a Basket.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 15, beginning at verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
May the words of my mouth
now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Now, I might need a bit of help this morning, so could some of the boys and girls come up to me here, would you please? Good, good. If one comes, the rest will follow, I'm fairly sure. Great. Okay. Thanks for setting the trend. Okay, that's fine. Yep, up here. We come up here to the steps. Yep. Well done. Well done. Okay. Now, first of all, I want you to think just for a moment about when you picture God in your minds, what do you see? Well, now, when I was your age or a bit older, or perhaps a bit younger, I think it was over a period of time, I had an image of God as a kind and friendly-looking man sitting on a fluffy cloud floating around somewhere up in the sky. That's what I thought. And during the season we're in at the moment, the season of Lent, we have so many opportunities with various Bible readings to create in our mind's image or pictures of God. So I'll be speaking for a few moments about what image of God we might have in our minds when we think about some Bible verses which describes the conversation at the foot of the cross between Jesus and his mother Mary and his friend John. But first, let me tell you a story about a little boy who wanted to know what God was like. There was once a little boy who wanted to meet God because he wanted to know what he was like. And bearing in mind the picture of the cloud in the sky, he knew it was a long trip to know what God looked like and to where God lived. So he packed a rucksack with provisions. Now, I haven't a rucksack with me, but I have the next best tea, Tesco's finest. And he went off with certain provisions, and we'll see what those were in a moment. And when he'd gone a short way, he met an elderly lady who was sitting in the park staring at some pigeons. The boy sat down next to her and opened his rucksack. And one of the things he had was, as you'd expect, a can of Coke. Do you all like Coke? Do you? Do you? Okay. Would you like to go up on the step and hold the Coke? No? Anybody else? You don't have to open it. It's okay. Okay. Right. Thank you. Thank you. Much in all, as I'm sure you'd like to, it might be better you didn't, because I could see it ending up maybe where I'd prefer it didn't end up. But anyway, he opened his can of Coke, and he was about to take a drink from it when he noticed that the lady looked hungry. So he offered her something else that he had. What have we got here? It's a chocolate egg, exactly. But there's something in the egg. Smarties. Well done. Okay, do you want to hold on to that? Okay, if you don't mind going off. Yeah. And he offered her a share of the Smarties, which she gracefully accepted and smiled at the boy, just like you're smiling now, a big, big smile. You look very pleased with yourself that you have that egg. Okay. And his or her smile was so amazing that the boy wanted to see it again. So, he had another can of Coke. So, he also offered her a can of Coke. Do you want to take that? No? Up you go. Thanks. Yeah. Right. As, once again, she smiled at him. Again, you were doing the same. And the boy was delighted. They sat there all afternoon, eating and smiling, yet they never said a word. As it grew dark, the boy realized how tired he was, and he got up to leave. But before he had gone more than a few steps, he turned around, ran back to the lady, and gave her a big hug. And she gave him her biggest smile ever. And when the boy opened the door to his own home a short while later, his mum was surprised by the look of joy on his face. And she asked him, "What did you do today that made you so happy?" And he replied, "I had lunch with God." But before his mum could respond, he added, "You know what? She's got the most beautiful smile I've ever seen." And meanwhile, the lady, also radiant with joy, returned to her home. Her neighbor was stunned by the look of peace on her face, and she asked, "What did you do today that made you so happy?" And she said, "I ate Smarties in the park with God." But before her neighbor responded, she added, "You know, he's much younger than I expected." Well, let's just listen to those verses from St. John's Gospel I want to reflect on this morning. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple who he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. And for me, those verses taking place at the foot of the cross paint a picture in my mind of what God looks like. A God who really cares. A God for whom relationship is all important. We have here a dying son, Jesus, a bewildered disciple and friend, John, and a mother, Mary, whose heart is broken. Jesus is on the cross. He's been crucified. He must have been in so much pain, enduring so much suffering, yet his concern isn't for himself. It's for his mother Mary and for John, the disciple whom he loved. And I get such wonderful images from this scene of a God of compassion and caring. Even at the moment of his death, Jesus' heart is open to those who suffer. He knew that Mary was going through her pain and her grief, so he tenderly wanted to provide for her. And by doing this, Jesus revealed his love for his family and for us. So Jesus invites them to form a relationship. Literally, at the foot of the cross, a new family is created in the shadow. As human beings, we are made for relationships. When we feel lonely or hurt, who do we turn to? We find comfort amongst other people in community and in family life, where we can strengthen and support one another. And that is something I want you to take away from this service on Mothering Sunday. Because while we are here today in one another's company, honoring our mothers or those who act like mothers to us, but again, none of you will remember this. You might, but many won't. But this, when I say this day, Mothering Sunday, 5 years ago, that at the time of coronavirus was the first Sunday of the first lockdown. And we weren't able to come to church that Sunday. And for succeeding months, we weren't able to come together. We were separated from each other, no longer able to interact in the same way as we normally do. But even though we were physically separated from each other, we knew that our God highlights nonetheless the importance of relationships, wanted us as his sons and daughters to know his loving care and compassion towards us. And today, we continue reflecting this loving relationship by caring for each other and in so many ways. So it's really appropriate that we heard those verses today on Mothering Sunday, when the pain of Jesus' crucifixion and the pain of motherhood were brought together. And we have the opportunity to say thank you to those people in our lives who care for us, who show us compassion and kindness. They might be our mothers, or they might also be people who are like mothers to us. Thank you very much for your help. We'll put those items back in the bag here. Thank you. That's fine. And we'll have you out again later for another reason. Okay? So you can go back to your places for now. Would you please stand? We believe in God who loves us and wants us to love each other.
This is our God.
We believe in Jesus who cared about children and held them in his arms. He wanted a world where everyone could live together in peace.
This is Jesus.
We believe in the Holy Spirit, who keeps working with us until everything is good and true.
This is the Holy Spirit.
We can be the church which reminds people of God because we love one another.
This
the hymn, Lord of Creation, Giver of Gladness.
Giver of gladness, in celebration we come today.
Life rich surprises, clearing our pathways, you wisely led.
Through painful learning, we have moved forward, working and earning our daily bread. Lord of tomorrow, what will it bring us? Blessing or sorrow, all unexplored. Each situation calls us to trust you. Our true salvation is Christ the Lord. Lord, in your keeping, we are safe always. Waking or sleeping, you watch us still. Save us from losing love's precious jewel. Help us in choosing your gracious will.
Let us pray. We thank God for giving us others to share in our lives, for parents and the love which brought us to birth. We praise you, O Lord. For mothers who have cherished and nurtured us, we praise you, O Lord. For fathers who have loved and supported us, we praise you, O Lord. For brothers and sisters with whom we have shared our home, we praise you, O Lord. For children and their parents, we praise you, O Lord. For grandparents, relatives, and friends who have been with us in our hopes and joys and times of sadness, we praise you, O Lord. For all who first spoke to us of Jesus at home, school, and Sunday school, and have drawn us into the family of our Father in heaven, we praise you, O Lord. Help us to live as those who belong to one another and to you, our Father, now and always. Amen. Loving Father, we pray for those for whom Mothering Sunday is a difficult time rather than an occasion of celebration. We pray for those who have never known their mother or whose mothers have died, all who long to be mothers but as yet have not had their own children, those who struggle with the way their children have chosen to live their lives, those who have a difficult relationship with one another. May they have the comfort of knowing that your love for them is constant, your understanding is perfect, your compassion is never ending. Lord, in your mercy, we are sorry for those times when we have failed to care for others and pray that you will teach us to care as you do. We pray that you will hold all mothers and carers in the light of your presence and guide them to you. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we pray for mothers everywhere. Like Samuel's mother, may they have wisdom to know how to protect their children and keep them from harm. Like Naomi, may they be able to turn hard situations into good. Like Lois and Eunice, may they be ready to share the love of Christ with their children. In all that they give to others, may they have the joy of knowing that they are your children, held in your love and care. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty and all-loving God, we pray for all who continue to suffer from long coronavirus in this country and across the world. We pray too for those who reach out to those who mourn the loss of each and every person who has died as a result of contracting the disease. Give wisdom to policymakers, skill to healthcare professionals and researchers, comfort to everyone in distress, and a sense of calm to all in these days of ongoing crisis in the National Health Service. May we cast all our cares on you, for we know that you care for us. Lord, in your mercy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we offer our prayers and thanksgiving to you, Lord God, source of all that is true and holy, now and forever. Amen. Father in heaven, bless all mothers and those who look after us in our daily lives. Make us grateful for their goodness and thankful for their care. Help us to respond to them in loving obedience, following the example of Jesus, your Son, our Lord. Amen. And let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Savior Christ has taught us and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Well, we now are about to distribute some tokens to the mums and carers amongst us in recognition of all they do for us. We've thought about the different things our mums and carers do to give us a better life, so now we want to thank them. O God, bless these tokens, bless us and bless our mothers. May the gifts we give remind us of how much our mothers have done for us. May they remind our mothers of how much we love them. And may they remind us that your love surpasses all human love. Amen. So, boys and girls, if you go to the table to where your Sunday school teachers are, and they will give you tokens to give to your mum. So will you go to them now, please? And okay, well, thank you for doing that. And we hopefully there are some others left, and whatever's left we'll distribute following the service. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The loose collection at today's service will be
in favor of the Mothers' Union Make a Mother's Day Appeal. And that is the Mothers' Union's annual fundraising collection to support our global community projects which transform lives every day. It is designed by having various programs which help mothers, caregivers, and grandmothers, enabling communities to thrive, often unnoticed and without thanks. The collection hymn, Happy the Home That Welcomes You, Lord Jesus.
Let us pray.
May the Lord, who brought us to birth by his Spirit, strengthen us for Christian life. May the Lord, who provides for all our needs, sustain us day by day. May the Lord, whose steadfast love is constant as a mother's care, send us out to love and work for others.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you. Always.
Amen.
immediately following this service, light refreshments are being served in the parochial hall in support of Christian Aid. I do encourage you to go across and continue this morning's fellowship and also support this supremely worthy cause.
Tomorrow night, Monday, at 8 o'clock in the parochial hall, there will be the annual Easter General Vestry meeting.
That's the annual meeting at which the past year in our parish is reviewed and elections take place for a new set of church wardens and a select vestry to serve in the year to come. While only registered vestry persons may vote and or stand for office, attendance is open to all parishioners, and I do encourage you to come and help those who are already in office. It would be very encouraging to them and to me if we were to have additional people there who'd be willing to serve. And I look forward to seeing as many as are disposed to come at all tomorrow
at 8 o'clock in the hall. On Thursday evening at 8 o'clock, choir practice here in church. Sunday next, the fifth Sunday in Lent, Passion Sunday, parish communion at 10 o'clock, and the Jesus and Me group, the Jam group, meet in the hall. And looking a bit ahead to Sunday the 13th of April, Sunday fortnight, the beginning of Holy Week, at 10 o'clock, there will be a service, the Cross of Christ, which will be a Palm Sunday meditation of readings, anthems, and hymns.
And may I wish all mothers amongst us a very happy Mothering Sunday.
The recessional hymn, Eternal Father, Lord of Life.
Eternal.